Hello and welcome to this special edition of the Exploding Barrel Podcast for June 1st, 2009, after the first day of E3. This is me, Mike Minotti, joined by Ajay Minotti. How's it going?
I don't feel good.
That's great.
There's going to be a lot of this. Sorry.
You didn't cough for like the last hour.
I know. Okay, I realized the irony.
Great. Okay.
I've been coughing the last hour.
Okay, that's great. Let's just get started. We got a lot of E3 things to talk about. This is not a typical show. We're just running down today's big E3 events, and I was kind of skeptical about doing this, but a lot of things happened, actually.
Yeah, for as many things leaked, there were still a lot of decent surprises in the show so far.
So we'll go down everything. We'll talk about it as much as we want to. If something doesn't interest us very much, we'll move on. But why don't we get going? I guess we'll start with the Microsoft press conference, huh?
Yeah, so they made a last-minute announcement yesterday that was starting 5 minutes earlier for a special surprise or whatever.
I still don't understand that. Why couldn't they have just gone 5 minutes later? Like, what difference would it make?
I don't know. Anyway, as I kind of figured, it was a Beatles Rock Band reveal. It was pretty cool. First, it started off with this kind of, like, stylized animated teaser. Then they actually had some people out on the stage playing it, and surprise and shocker and whatnot, but it has the three-part harmony. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there were six people playing it, which is pretty cool. They then went on to show another trailer that shows some gameplay along with 10 of the 45 songs. They announced that the first DLC for the game will be the entirety of Abbey Road.
That's nice.
And that,
Well, on Xbox, they're going to get Love Is All You Need,
yeah,
and all the proceeds are going to go to
Doctors Without Borders.
Doctors Without Borders.
Which is cool. And that's a 360 exclusive piece of DLC.
But the in-game stuff looks great. I mean, they got a bit – it's really nice and stylized, all the in-game stuff, and it's always very – it's all kind of historically significant or appropriate to the song. And that looks really good. I know our brother Chris, who, you know, loves all things Rock Band and he's a big Beatles fan, is really looking forward to this.
Yep. They also brought out, Yoko Ono, Olivia Harrison, George Harrison's son, and then Paul and Ringo came out.
Yeah, Paul and Ringo came out and had some awkward dialogue amongst themselves for a little bit, and then they walked away.
It was enough that they were there, I guess.
Right. Not the most exciting Rock Band news for me personally, but I guess we'll wait till the EBP proper to talk about Iron Maiden stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's move on.
And then Tony Hawk came out to show Tony Hawk
I thought he was going to ride it.
Well, our feed kind of died during this part. I understand they did show some gameplay, but they didn't show like how you do an ollie, which seems kind of important.
I still don't get it.
Yeah, whatever. I don't either.
There's too much just talking to people about skating in that one trailer, at least the part I saw.
Yeah, and video of actual skating, like show the game, whatever.
Yeah.
Then was Modern Warfare 2, which started with the trailer we'd all seen, then they did a live gameplay demo, and damn.
That looks very good. It did.
I'm excited.
Me too.
I find it very cool that Soap McTavish is now, like, the NPC with you.
Right, and you play as Roach. Although Soap doesn't have as marvelous a mustache as the other, like, commander did.
Price.
Yeah, very nice.
But they did say that the first two map packs for the game will be 360-timed exclusives.
Right. Which is nice, I guess. I mean, I don't know, maybe the PS3 is going to get timed exclusive expansion packs, you know, who knows.
Whatever.
Right.
But
I mean, you kind of expect Modern Warfare 2 to be a good game, so.
Yeah, I know, to say it looks pretty and looks like it plays well is kind of interesting. Although, I will say, like, it had the illusion, at least, of looking a little more wide open and less corridor-ish than previous Call of Duties.
I guess, but I bet when you say the word illusion, you're probably to the truth than you
But that's
think.
Fine. That's all right. You need is
And they had that snowmobile chase that was very Return of the Jedi-ish.
Yeah, but it looks cool.
Right. Well, he was holding his pistol gangster style during that for whatever reason.
It probably helps with stability.
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
Let's see. Next, they brought up Final Fantasy XIII directors and producers. I forget their names, but it was the first ever English footage, I believe, of Final Fantasy XIII.
It sounded like Lightning was... had her English voice, but the other dude, Zash or Zuds or whatever his name is.
He spoke in English.
Did he?
Yeah. Were you not watching?
I watched and I heard Japanese.
Oh, he was mumbling a lot. He was just kind of like, oh,
maybe
no.
I just heard mumbling. I don't know. I mean, it's all still subtitled.
But it's weird. They showed four levels now to the bar.
Four levels of bar. It's like four segments of the action bar now instead of three. But the whole point is just to say, hey, look, the game does run on the 360. So, you know.
And looks just as good as the PS3 demo
from what we can tell.
Our
low-res streams, it did.
Yeah. They also summoned Odin.
Yes, they showed off Odin, which was cool. And it was, Odin kind of fights a few real-time Final Fantasy 8 and 12 style.
I like that.
Yeah, it's cool.
Next, I thought
this was cool.
Epic Games came out to show an XBLA game they're doing called Shadow Complex.
Basically Super Metroid.
Yeah.
With like nice HD, you know, polygonal graphics and stuff.
Yeah, I thought it looked really cool.
It did. It was like, I mean, you know, it was basically that 2D side-scrolling thing. You got the big map you had to keep looking back at and the big boss fight. So the neat thing though was like, there was still kind of a foreground in the background. You can shoot things on the background still.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of interesting.
It just helped give it some depth.
There's like a lot of wall jumping and wall climbing and, you know, all that good sort of stuff. I'm sure you get abilities as you go on to open up new areas.
You start the game with all of them and then lose them in the first 20 minutes?
Maybe. Maybe something explodes. Maybe Ridley will be there. I mean, no, but I mean, it looks really cool. And it's cool to kind of a game of this where it's like, you know, you're a guy with a machine gun, you know? I'm excited. Yeah.
Let's see, next was Joyride, which is a kind of cartoony racing stunt game that uses your avatars.
It's free, right?
Yeah, it is all free. Right. Just, you know, there'll be DLC for cars and tracks and stuff. But then, like, if you own a track and you want to play online with a friend who doesn't own the track, you can do that.
Okay. It's nice. I mean,
it kind of looks like Trackmania.
It's good that there's going to be more avatar games.
Yeah.
Especially free ones. So I can't disapprove, I guess. This is a good surprise announcement for me. Crackdown 2.
Yeah, because I heard the Agility Orb sound. I was like, Crackdown? You're like, how do you know?
Yeah. But it was cool because they had kind of been all sort of like, we're not doing Crackdown. And, you know, we knew that original team wasn't doing Crackdown.
Yeah, this is Ruffian Games is doing this one.
What else did they do?
I'm not sure.
Okay, but they're doing Crackdown 2. And the trailer looked pretty good. I mean,
it looks a little bit more gritty.
Yeah, it doesn't have that kind of cel-shaded style.
Well, it does, but...
It's toned down if it does. Yeah. It looks pretty just not there to me. If you want to say it was there, whatever.
It's Crackdown didn't look that cel-shaded when you zoomed in really close.
Well, no, but it was very bright, vibrant colors.
Yeah, well, like I said, it was a lot more gritty.
Right.
And apparently, in addition to co-op, there will be competitive multiplayer in this one.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, if it's very similar, I hope they don't try to do too much to it, because I kind of like the simplicity of Crackdown 1.
Right.
Can you stop coughing as much?
I'm sorry, I'm sick.
I don't think it's great for, you know, the podcast quality. Oh, God.
Deal with it.
Drink your iced tea.
I am.
Okay. But I'm excited about Crackdown 2, even though it wasn't a whole lot of it to show. It was a good surprise announcement. You know, I just liked the way they did their conference in general. They made a point how, like, we're not going to show you graphs and, bars.
Patch rates and all this junk.
Right, and, you know.
Which I'm sure Sony's going to be showing tomorrow.
And Nintendo, which is kind of embarrassing. That got, like, the biggest applause of anything was when he said he wasn't going to show. But, you know, maybe Sony and Nintendo kind of be like, maybe we shouldn't show that stuff now. But it was very kind of fast-paced. First, they had a structure to it. First, they did, like, all the games that were going to be multi-platform. Then they did all the exclusives. Speaking of which, we still got more. The next big kind of announcement, this is surprising, was Left 4 Dead 2.
I don't know how I feel about this. I feel like it's too soon.
It's very anti-Valve-ish, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just barely, like, it's like 10 days over a year.
Right. It doesn't seem as whimsical in that one trailer, does it?
Yeah, the trailer just didn't have the kind of production value of the last one. I don't know.
Well, this is less than a year. I mean, I think we kind of forget that Left 4 Dead 2 is actually very successful, surprisingly. So.
You mean 1?
Yeah, Left 4 Dead 1, sorry. The first one was really very successful.
Yeah,
I guess there's but I mean, I still.
It seems to me more like an expansion pack than anything.
Well, I mean, we don't even know.
Yeah.
What's coming out yet, right now.
So then Ubisoft came out to show what I would kind of say was probably the game the demo that I liked the best of all the ones they showed was...
A lot of, like, the actual demos?
Yeah, like Splinter Cell Conviction. I thought it looked really good.
I liked a lot of the presentation things that they were doing with it.
The way stuff would project into the walls relevant to what's going on.
I still don't understand how certain things work, though.
Yeah, they showed, like, that targeting thing. It kind of looked almost like Panzer Dragoon-ish. I worry it might be too automatic.
Yeah,
it was unclear
exactly
how that works.
Right.
It was kind of like the Ghost Recon marking targets thing, but then, like, I don't know, then.
But, you know, it's not like your teammates take them out.
Right. But I did still think it looked really cool.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I've never really been into the series, honestly, but maybe that'll change. I don't know.
After that was Forza 3.
Racing game looks very pretty.
They have some really nice in-cockpit stuff, and, like, the cars actually wreck.
Mm-hmm. Like, I liked Forza weird. 2, so, hey. They had a very cool choreographed video that they showed.
That's Team Blackjack. They did some Forza 2 stuff that was really cool. I guess this game will have, like, a full-blown video editor in it, which is nice.
Right.
Because the way they used to do it before is they just would park cars along the route that would act as camera cars.
Ah.
That's how they used to do it. Let's see. After that, they did some Halo ODST footage.
still, it just looks like a Halo 3 thing to me.
Well, that's all it is.
Well, okay, then why is it a retail product?
Why
don't they call it Halo ODST?
Huh?
I said, why don't they call it Halo ODST?
They do.
They call it Halo 3 ODST.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, well, I don't know if they do.
Well, doesn't that sound like an expansion pack? Can they call it what it is?
Yeah, it's a standalone expansion.
It's not, though. They've never used those words.
Well, it's basically what it looks like.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It seems a little silly to me. I don't know. I'm just not that into it.
It's the Halo equivalent of what Left 4 Dead 2 looks like. Same tech, different setting, different character.
Did I say anything about Left 4 Dead 2 that made you think I was in love with that?
Well, you sounded more positive about that than Halo.
Left 4 Dead 2 didn't show gameplay. It was just a teaser, practically. I don't even know anything about that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pass judgment
on Left
4 Dead 2.
I highly doubt they did a lot more to enhance it in a year.
Oh, yeah. Although, I still find Left 4 Dead's setting sort of strange. The whole kind of New Orleans thing. Like, oh no, it happened again. This time with zombies.
Yeah.
that's going to draw some ire.
Let's see. Then at the end of ODST, they showed what was kind of leaked in the forums a little early, called Halo Reach. Just a teaser trailer, but you said it's basically seems like Halo 4.
Oh, I mean, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't get it, though. Everyone's like, why did Bungie leave Microsoft again?
It was in their seven-step list of world domination.
But I don't understand what they're doing. They're still only making Halo games. Like, wasn't the whole point that they're going to make original IPs or something?
Not really. They never said that.
I thought it was heavily assumed. I thought they did say something like that. Like, they didn't want to make another Halo or something.
I think they didn't want to make the Halo Microsoft wants them to make. Obviously, they
like
this
stuff. What does
that
mean? Oh, please. Like, Microsoft cares what Halo they make. They're making a Halo game that's going to have a single-player component and a multiplayer component. That is the Halo game that Microsoft would love for them to make.
But they're also now making Halo games without Master Chief.
Oh, no. Oh, God. There's some other Spartan. Looks just like Master Chief.
There's no Spartan.
Everyone always talks about, like, how... Okay, we're not talking... I'm talking about Reach right now. Well, and everyone always talks about how iconic Master Chief is. Everyone plays multiplayer mostly anyways. No one really cares about Master Chief.
Well, here's my thing, too. With Reach, at the end of the trailer, they said Spartans are on the ground. What if it is, like, a squad-based game? We don't know anything about it. It could be completely different.
Well, maybe. Maybe I don't know. You know, if they just show me a planet and some voiceover stuff, you know.
Apparently, if you read the book,
speculate.
It's more symbolic.
That is like the fifth fucking time someone has told me to go read a goddamn Halo book. What the fuck is up with that? Seriously, though. Every time I criticize Halo, they're like, go read a book. what other thing is like that?
Harry Potter?
Yeah, a book franchise. Seriously, though. Every single time it's like, well, if you read the book, you wouldn't be such a dumbass. God, you're stupid. I don't like Halo. Well, go read a fucking book and shut the fuck up. You go fuck you. Oh, my God.
You just flipped off an invisible person.
I did. Because seriously, everyone knows what I'm talking about, too. They've all heard that. All right, great. We got Halo at Microsoft. Whoop-de-friggin-do.
Well, next was Alan Wake showed in playable form.
I don't know. It looks pretty cool. There's kind of I guess some people might think there's probably more shooting than they
would
like.
Yeah, it was more combat heavy. But at least the combat kind of looks interesting with, like, the way you have to use light
right.
as a weapon.
When you think about it, before the combat happened, you're basically just walking and triggering things. Like, events.
Which I almost wonder what it would be like if someone did a game
just
like
a game
that.
Where you're just walking around triggering things?
Well, you're still doing some puzzle solving.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Like, that's called adventure games.
That's very different. Please. That's puzzle solving. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about his cheesy voiceover constantly.
I kind of like that, how it's like he's narrating the book.
Yeah, it kind of kills the mood for me. I don't know. Kind of takes away from the creepiness. But it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I wasn't as, like, all like, when's Last Wake? I mean, Alan Wake coming.
Well, a lot of people were, so.
I know. There's a cheesy part in the end where the girl's like, Alan, wake up. Get it? Alan, wake up.
I see what they did
God.
There.
Shoot me now, God.
So we got a laundry list of new features to Xbox Live. The first one was Last.fm integration. Do you use Last.fm?
No.
I use the Last.fm iPhone app. It's like it kind of like you give it some parameters and it makes like custom radio stations to what you like. Like I could put in Jimmy Buffett and it'll play a mix of Jimmy Buffett and Jimmy Buffett-esque songs.
Why would I use Why would I go on my Xbox listening to music?
It's more like to put on in the background. I mean, if you have a party, you could put on
the
some
background.
Music.
The background? Well, the background of what?
Let's say you're cooking in the kitchen. You turn your Xbox in the next room.
Because I got my Xbox. Whatever. Okay.
The next one was some Netflix improvements. You can now, like, browse the entire library and add stuff to your instant queue from the Xbox without a need for a PC, which some people seemed excited about.
1080p now, too, right?
No. That is
Zune Video.
The video marketplace is to be replaced with Zune Video.
Because the Zune is such a strong brand name.
Well, they're hoping the Zune HD will take off, I guess.
Why? What makes them think that?
I don't know. Optimism.
Yeah. Okay, go.
But the big deal is that they're bringing 1080p content and instant streaming. I don't know if that means everything instant streams or if you have the option still to download. I'd be surprised if you didn't. Because I read somewhere that, for 1080p streaming, optimally, you need an 8 megabit connection, which is pretty fast.
Right.
But, I mean, the fact that it does that is pretty cool. Like, you know, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
They also announced that Sky is going to be a UK service. I'm not too familiar with it, but my understanding is that it's going to be pretty much like the UK Netflix. It also has some access to some of Sky's TV stations. So you can actually watch television live on your Xbox with no additional hardware, which is pretty neat.
Mm.
I wish there was something like that here.
Yeah, it's kind of strange that such a big thing is only for the UK.
They also announced, too, that they're having live parties for all the video
it's
content.
It's like Blu-ray Live, which was stupid for that.
Yeah, it's actually something they originally announced for Home that didn't happen, too.
Yeah, I remember that. There's a lot of things that were supposed to happen with Home.
Yeah. And then the last new feature top they had, they brought out Felicia Day to reveal Facebook and Twitter coming to Xbox.
Awkwardly.
I think it's cool, because, like, as you will soon discover, a lot of iPhone games use Facebook and Twitter to good effect. Like they'll use Facebook to basically populate a friends list for you. And what they showed with the Xbox is, like, you can link the two, so that, like, you might see some of your Facebook friends that you didn't realize were on Xbox Live.
Facebook and Twitter on an iPhone makes sense, because that makes them portable. If I'm going to sit down and use Facebook or Twitter, why wouldn't I just go to my PC?
People are misinterpreting this. This isn't like, you're not going to use Facebook on the Xbox the same way you would use on your computer. They showed, like, you could take screenshots of cool things. That's what this is. This is not, I wonder what my friends are up to. I could either sit down on my computer and look at their profile or look it on the Xbox. The Xbox is going to be more suited to things like game integration. Even, like, looking at pictures on the TV where you can show it to people. I think that's cool. And, like, you're not going to sit down your Xbox to update your Twitter, but you're going to use it to post a high score or an achievement you got on the Twitter.
All right, fair enough.
Then Don Matrick came out, and he did his usual shtick of applauding after everything he said, but he was snuck attacked by Kojima.
Oh, man. Whoop!
Who then revealed Metal Gear Rising.
Metal Gear Solid Rising.
Oh, excuse me.
It should be Metal Gear Rising. Because the Metal Gear Solid series should be done. So this
yeah,
because
they
even
made some joke about, we can't wait to see Solid Snake's exploits on the Xbox, Kojima-san.
Uh-huh.
But, duh, who said anything about Solid Snake?
He's dead, right?
No, he's not dead. He didn't... Spoilers.
Oh, for God's sakes, anyone who saw a trailer for Metal Gear Solid 4 knew that the whole point is that he was very old, and if he doesn't die by the end of it, he's going to die shortly at some point,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, but we didn't see him die is the point, okay?
Well, okay. But, I mean, it's still heavily assumed that it's in a few weeks. Oh, whatever.
Necessarily, it's the future. I hope we have better life expectancies than that time.
It's just not a matter of life expectancy. He's a clone.
Well, yeah.
He's like, DNA's all messed up. It's a grading and shit.
Got like a few more years in
and
him.
And what is this exactly? First off, they didn't have anything to show it. Really.
Yeah,
it's
just some really cheesy teaser
trailer.
This
will be
like
out in like 2000.
This
will be out in like 2012. Second off, what is this going to be? Is this going to be Metal Gear
Solid?
They made
it sound like it's
going to
be like,
game?
Yeah, like an action game.
Yeah. Like, it's basically going to be Metal Gear May Cry.
You don't know that.
It could. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Well, come on. I mean, riding with that sword, doing stuff that he basically did on Metal Gear Solid 4. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. So everything was going super well. Everything was very exciting. We thought it was all very cool. We were glad to have it. Then they showed Project Natal.
I thought you liked Project Natal.
I like the theory of it. I'm not sold on it yet.
I'm incredibly skeptical.
No kidding. Well, let's give the recap. What it basically is, it's kind of like this. Well, okay. So they're like talking about like the controller is a barrier to new players.
Everyone hates controllers.
Apparently.
They brought out everyone, and then they all bad talk controllers. Like, controllers fucking suck.
Yeah, that's Steven Spielberg was talking about how terrible they are.
I like how they brought Steven Spielberg out to just talk a little bit. They didn't have anything to show.
No, but then, so they were like, are motion controllers the answer? How about no controllers? And we're like, okay.
And I'm like, iToy.
So they basically have, it's basically a sensor bar that, from what I understand, it is a camera, it measures depth, it's a motion sensor.
Microphone.
There's a microphone, and there's something else to it.
Heat sensor?
Maybe. And so this thing sits under your TV and tracks your body movements. And first they were showing, like, they had, like, this whole target render thing that was very cheesy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they show, like, the things you expect, like swiping to go through the blades and the media and the Xbox experience.
Which is so much better than using a controller. I mean, who wants to push down on a D-pad when you can flail your arms around like an idiot?
It was very minority report.
Yeah, I know.
So then they showed, like, see, this is the thing, like, the theoretical games they show, these are not games that you're going to play for 40 hours. There's, like, one where the kid's doing, like, karate, and another one where the kid's, like, stomping around.
Oh, the kid, like, walks in, and, like, the guy's like, are you ready, Nathan? He's like, yeah, I'm ready. Like, okay, then let's go. Like, that's my problem. Go ahead. Just go.
Then they showed some weird stuff, too. Like they started video chatting these two girls, and she, like, showed her the dress that she could wear. Like, how would that even work?
Yeah, what's that even?
They were playing like a trivia game, and they would like hold out one flat hand and smash it till like it was a buzzer, and then say their answers out loud.
There's that weird thing with the racing game where the person went to a pit stop, and then the other person was like
playing the pit crew.
There's a problem with technology like this. If you're doing shit like that, then it has got to be 100% accurate.
Yeah.
And that's a problem with the Wii. It's not 100% accurate. Sometimes you swipe and nothing happens. You have to try again.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, if I'm pushing, if I'm playing Mario and they tell me A button is the jump button and I push the A button, I'm going to jump. You know? Mm-hmm. They tell me, go jump. And sometimes it doesn't work. I was like, okay, here I go. It's like Power Glove shit all over again. Okay, keep going.
So, this thing concludes and we're like sitting here watching this going, okay, that's all well and good, but yeah, like, you're not actually showing it. Whatever. So then they show it. They bring out the guy who's the lead of the development. And, first he walks in front of it, and it has facial recognition. So it recognizes him, it signs in his gamer tag and everything. His avatar's there. Now, supposedly, his avatar's supposed to be following him one-to-one. Apparently, this man is a contortionist, because, boy, that was janky.
Yeah.
And that's putting it nicely.
Whenever he stopped to pose, it was good. But, like,
as long as he was moving, yeah, this thing was twisting all over. And he's like, you ever wonder what the bottom of an avatar's shoe looks like? Pow! And, like, the thing, like, the leg just, like, twisted 360 degrees. I was like, oh, that looks painful.
Yeah.
But then they showed some games,
which had
supposedly being demoed real-time on the stage.
They looked impressive.
Yeah, first was Ricochet. Yeah, I don't get this, though. For these, the Ricochet and Paint Party, the tracking was perfect.
Absolutely perfect.
I don't understand why it didn't work before for the Avatar. But, first was Ricochet, which is basically like Breakout, except you're using your body as the paddle, which, looked cool. Then Paint Party, which, again, it looks neat. But like you said, how many times are you actually going to do that?
Yeah, like, I want to see this. I want to see how this is going to be used for a real game.
The best application I could think of for that, and this was now Peter Molyneux came out.
Oh, man. Peter Molyneux is the perfect spokesperson for...
Yeah, yeah. Everything
for new technology
turns out 100%
like
he said it would.
New technology with a lot of promise.
But he showed off... And again, it was all pre-recorded, which always makes
me
skeptical.
Why couldn't they show this off in real time?
Yeah, that would have been impressive. But
I can't.
So they showed Milo, who's like this virtual kid. This is basically, here's the thing, though. This is why it's not too far-fetched.
Why is it not far-fetched?
It's kind of the evolution of semen.
Semen didn't work!
Yes, it did!
It barely worked!
But that was also in 1999.
AJ,
that was 10
did you
years
watch
ago.
This video? The lady literally goes up to this kid, like, and, like, hi, Milo, and the girl's like, hi, Kathy, or whatever the fuck her name was. Like, how are you doing today? She goes, well, I'm nervous, actually. You're nervous? I can't imagine that. Like, what? And she's like, oh, because we're showing this off to 1,000 people. The kid goes, 1,000 people? Wow. Please. You cannot hold a conversation with your Xbox.
Remind me to show you Facade when we're done with
Please.
This.
Please. Yeah, fucking right.
Mike, it's going to happen eventually.
Yeah,
why not now?
Fucking right. Because you know why, AJ? Because maybe NASA will discover this shit or something, okay? Not Microsoft Game Studio with Peter Molyneux.
Lionhead, please.
Oh, please. Give me a fucking break.
But
and then they're like drawing pictures and like the kid, you know, every gamer instinct you have. You see the phony camera angles, got the bad British voice actress, well, just
they're
actress.
British,
I guess.
That's where Lionhead is.
Yeah, that's not the point, okay? Please, you come on. You didn't, like, you didn't see that. Everything your brain is telling you, yeah, fucking right.
But
then he drew a picture and like handed it to the kid.
Is there not any part of you that says, what if this works?
Sure.
I mean, look, like, could you imagine playing Fallout 4 and walking up to an NPC and just talking to them yourself?
Sure.
I think that's fucking exciting.
It's kind of, it's all, okay, if we really want to apply it into a game, then it's sort of game-breaking. Because then, there's a lot of times where games would be very much, very easy if you can just ask them all these questions right away.
Well, yeah.
Like, you know, beginning of Fallout, you know, 3. Hey, Dad, what happened to Mom? Why did we come to the vault? What would he say? Never mind, go away. I don't want to talk about that.
Well, maybe they'll have to come up with something.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well,
I don't understand how you do this. You say it's a big, is it really just a big dialogue tree?
I'm sure there's some kind of, like, procedural level to
so
it.
So they actually had someone who recorded, wow, 1,000 people, huh? Just in case I would ever fucking say, hey, I got 1,000 people here,
maybe
Milo.
It's really good voice generation.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah,
it's
fucking
possible.
Right.
That's all I'm saying, it's possible.
It's not possible.
Well,
you want me to say it? It can't happen. Okay? First you want me to believe that we're going to be computing things in the clouds and transfiguring our magical streams of video games to our computers. Yeah, fucking right. Now I'm going to talk to my Xbox like it's some Winnie the fucking Pooh shit with some kid in the 100-acre wood who wants me to help him with this like fish project. Give me a fucking break. Yeah, fucking right.
But
are you? Come on! Milo, how was your homework today? Oh, but Milo can look at your face and see if you're sad. Give me a fucking break. Come on! And doesn't that just scare you, even if it is real?
Why would it scare me?
Because it's fucking weird!
Now look what you've done.
Look at... What is this thing? It's just there. It's like how shit. It's like how. Like, what if I turn on my 360 and I decide to turn off my 360? Like, what are you doing, Michael? I'm still gonna turn you off 360. I was gonna do something else now. Why don't we just keep playing? Well, you can have a friendly chat, apparently. Oh, I see that you look angry because I can do that, by the way. Isn't that impressive? Give me a break. And apparently they're just shipping this thing to people right now.
The development kits. And they're showing Milo behind closed doors,
yeah,
granted, to some
I'll
girls.
Tell you what, if that was me, the first thing I would do is I would go off to them and, you know, when Milo asked me what my name is, I would say, my name is Archimedes. Because I tell you what, they probably got, like, the list of everyone they're going to show it to, and they programmed Milo or whatever the fucking, you know, they say their name. Yeah.
You might be right.
If Milo is so great, why can't they have showed it on stage?
Maybe it's not an ideal environment for it. It's loud and open.
Not at all like a house.
Well, no. It's your living room.
Okay, I don't know. And look, label me, and it's not a thing where it's like, well, I don't want them taking away my controller, and I hate casual games. If it works, it's good. I am just incredibly skeptical.
Right.
Especially of Milo. Okay, all the other things, that's Ricochet and Paint Party, whatever. That's one thing. I still don't think that that's going to be one-to-one like it is in the videos. Like, it's like I said, with the Wii. When they showed the Wii and they were first showing it off, we were like, oh man, it's going to be awesome. We're going to play with swords and have lightsaber games. Well, no, because it doesn't work that well. It's basically just you waggle, right?
Wii Motion Plus. Mate.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. Now we're going to get Wii Motion Plus. You know, watch out for the Tall Plus. But I mean, you know, I mean, we got Punch Out and we're not, you know, punching anything. It's no. Turn it over and play it like a goddamn NES controller. It works better that way.
You raise a good point.
Seriously though. I mean, I don't know. Okay. So that was what do you think of their press conference in general, Microsoft?
On the whole, it was really good.
I thought it was a very good press. I liked the fast pacing of it. It was game after game after game. You know, they had their big announcement. And you know what? You know, either way, I'm not a fan. Obviously a huge announcement though, Natal. This whole thing.
Like I said, if it works, huge. Absolutely.
I still
say,
even if it does work, that doesn't, you know, they still have to market this well. They've tried before. Like, they have a hard time just reaching that casual audience.
You almost made it sound like, to them, it's like a new console launch. Like, they're like, we don't have to launch a new console. We have this.
Well,
now.
That's what they said about the arcade bundle, the Microsoft, the Xbox Live Arcade. Like, well, look, we have our $200 Xbox. We don't need a new one, and it's going to compete with the Wii. Well, it didn't. And, you know, here's our kid games. Here's here's Banjo-Kazooie and
Viva Pinata.
No, not so much. Here's, you know, Scene Party or whatever that's called.
Lips.
No, well, Lips, yeah, was a problem. But exactly. You know, they don't have a connection to their audience right now. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, the next press conference that happened today was EA. We didn't see all of it.
I saw the end of it, really.
Well, we picked up some of the more interesting things. Like, hey, now, a lot of the games they showed are things we know about.
They didn't make any announcements.
Need for Speed, Sims, things like that. Some of the more exciting things. BioWare obviously had a big presence. They showed off Dragon Age and Mass Effect 2. And then they did a big deal
out of Star Wars The Old Republic.
They brought a whole bunch of Jedi and Sith on the stage. And right. It's pretty crazy.
Basically, they just unveiled this, like, the CG opening, I imagine.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
Which is pretty cool.
It was cool. Scribble was telling me, like, on Twitter, he was saying that the people, like, on G4 were like, wow, that looks like gameplay.
Seriously?
Yeah, like, no, it doesn't.
Please.
Like, well, we wonder if that's in-engine, or wonder if the gameplay will look as
good.
We've
seen what it looks like. It doesn't look anything like that.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, it's CG. I mean, it's a, you know, it's a good intro. It looks pretty.
Yeah. Then, you know, EA Sports, one big announcement they did have was they're doing their own MMA game, which apparently UFC is, like, actually really good, and people are expecting it to, like, sell like gangbusters.
Right.
So if EA can tap that market, good for
them. Here's my question, though. Now, this is just called EA MMA.
I think it's...
Do they not have the UFC license?
No, that's THQ.
If they don't have the UFC license, they're screwed. That's by far the biggest name in MMA.
They made it sound like, though, that they went out of the way to license a lot of the fighters. Because a lot of the fighters are in UFC, but they're in other stuff, too.
Yeah,
so they're
true.
Fair
it's
game.
Not like, yeah, I mean, I guess sometimes I think of everything like wrestling, where, like, you're in the WWE.
Yeah, it's not like that. So they might be okay.
Okay. Brutal Legend was shown. It wasn't really much shown to it. They kind of had, you know, a sketch with Jack Black. Tim Schafer was there. I guess the biggest announcement was that Ozzy Osbourne's going to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was there. Didn't they show this game APB, which was, like, All Points Bulletin or something?
Yeah, it's from the Crackdown team, the original Crackdown
team. And it looks
team.
To me like a bad GTA clone.
It's 100-player simultaneous multiplayer. It's like mini MMO.
I guess. It looked like Saints Row, honestly. But it's more of that open world. You have a gun, you make your character, and it's all kind of gangstery, and I don't know. Not my thing at all.
Right.
Not my thing at all.
Yet you keep buying them.
I bought the GTAs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Okay, this is our kind of our last thing, but and this was kind of before any of the press conference, but this is some of my favorite news from today, is all this Monkey Island stuff.
I know, it's crazy.
All of a sudden, Monkey Island is relevant again.
I love it.
So, apparently, we got The Secret of Monkey Island Special Edition. Now, there's two good videos to watch. On LucasArts' own website, they got a good video about this, where they talked to a lot of people behind it, including, like, Dominic Armato. They even have Ron Gilbert saying a few things.
Nice.
And then GameSpot has, like, a 15-minute kind of interview with one of the guys, so go watch both of those. Those are really cool. But basically, this is like an HD remix, where, you know, the graphics have all been higher res, and, you know, sometimes it looks better than others. There's, like, there was a scene outside of the Scum Bar with, like, that water, and they added a ship dock. Looks great. And it does that thing that one, like, Gradius game did, where you can switch back and forth between classic and, like, like the HD
on the
mode.
Fly.
Right, so that's crazy. It's fully voiced, and they got the entire cast from CMI. Like, even, like, they got, you know, their...
They even get, like, the CMI Elaine?
I think so. Sounds
oh,
like
nice.
It. Right. And they got, you know, Dominic Armato for Gabber Street, but who's LeChuck? You know.
Earl Bowen.
Yeah, they got him, and, you know, they sound great, and everything is voiced. The interface is tweaked to be... Because they
It's more one button.
It's more one buttony. Well, they still have all the verbs, really. But, like, you have to select the icons. And it's really done so that the interface doesn't take up half of the screen.
Right.
And, you know, it's all very well done, looks like. And everything's hotkey to the D-pad on the 360 version.
Cool.
And, you know, you can just go to your inventory with the right trigger. It looks really good. I don't know. I'm kind of stoked. At first, I was just kind of skeptical just about the idea. But, you know... Seeing, like, how much...
Looks like they're handling it right.
It looks like they're handling it right. Like you said, the only problem is, like, you kind of have that awkward thing where when you voice an old adventure game where the timing is kind of off.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in here, it's only because they're doing it so one-to-one with the original game that they kind of can't do anything about that.
Right.
But it looks really cool. The voice acting sounds great. I mean, you got Dominic Armato there, which is awesome. And then we also had this Tales of Monkey Island thing.
Yeah.
This was kind of surprising.
It's a five-part episodic game being made by Telltale.
Yeah, with kind of, like, they kind of license the Monkey Island property from... LucasArts. I'm a bit more skeptical about this. I'm kind of excited. It's still, it kind of has all those trappings of a Telltale game, though, where it doesn't quite look like, let's say, a retail game, you know, graphically. You know, like, I know I don't want to bash.
But this comes out July 7th.
Yeah, it's coming out real soon.
That's awesome to get a Monkey Island new game announcement and be playing it a month later.
I'm not sure. I'm assuming it's point and click again, because that's everything they do.
No, I think they're, because they mentioned for Sam & Max Season 3, they're moving into this.
That?
Yeah, they're moving everything to the control method they worked out for Wallace and Gromit, where it's kind of a combination point and click, but there's still some WASD movement, because it's more console friendly.
Oh, okay, we'll see. But this is just coming out for Wii, so.
Oh yeah, it is PC and WiiWare only, so yeah, maybe it is just point and click.
Right.
But the only thing I don't like about this now is they got Dom Armato, but the rest of the voice cast seems different.
It does, and they don't say, they make a point, they never say that the rest of the voice cast is.
Yeah, they just kind of showed off Dom Armato.
And the only trailer for this is on Telltale's website, so you can go look at that. But, I mean, I like the idea. I'm not a huge fan of episodic adventure gaming, really, and I'm still not sold on it because with the smaller episodes, you have smaller worlds each time. You have fewer amounts of inventory items, fewer people you can talk to, so things are kind of generally easier.
Uh-huh.
And when you're making a Monkey Island game, you have to make it funny, so it's challenging. It's going to be hard for them. The art style, it's like, it's okay.
It's better than EMI, I think.
EMI was okay looking.
Yeah, but I think this looks better.
It's interesting now how it seems like everyone's just going back to Curse of Monkey Island for art inspiration, huh?
Fine by me.
Yeah, I mean, hey, that was a good-looking game. He even has his little goatee. More like a soul patch thing going.
Yeah, it's kind of Monkey Island 2-ish.
Yeah. But, you know, more Monkey Island. I'm excited. I sound more skeptical than I really am. I am very excited about the making of stuff. I think it'll be good. But, that's about all the major news from day one of E3.
Yeah, there is a Ubisoft presser later today that we're recording before, but
I'm sure they'll show
Splinter Cell and Assassin's Creed 2 and Raving Rabbids, whatever the new one is.
Rabbids Go Home.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know what that is. I hope it's a platform game.
It's going to be a minigame collection, Mike.
Shut up. Bring it. All right. All right, everyone.
Imagine the Rabbids game they'll make using them at all.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. I guess we'll probably be back tomorrow with more
stuff.
Yeah,
well, tomorrow is Nintendo and Sony, right?
I believe so, yep.
Cool.
So we'll see you then. Look at us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com or squadronshame.com, and see you later. Enjoy E3, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.